Item number 18 is from the Department of Human Resources relative to the reclassification of existing positions, reallocation of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation. This is just the piece that was laid over from last month, and I gave you the revised report this morning because I picked up the wrong piece for the packet.
Okay.
Again, the recommendations are implemented unless supervisors object.
Any objections? Any comments? Supervisor Whitman?
Yeah, well, so in the previous item, Mr. Chair, we handled the issue of the fact that the raises, the titles of the positions now match the duties of the positions, and it kind of sets up this. But we're back to the issue. So what was previously referred to as the Administrative Secretary Director of Communications is now the director, now properly titled, or will be properly titled, Director of Legislative Affairs. But the issue remains in this action of a 25% raise after a year and a half of service. Are there changes in duties, or what is the justification?
Ms. Moore.
Thank you, Chair. This reallocation is to recognize the duties that Ms. Tornhorst has been performing up until this point, which were significantly above the pay grade that she was at.
What is the question?
I guess I don't understand. So when the person is offered, is given a job description, do the duties differ from the job description that was the position that was applied for and offered, and the pay that was offered at a year and a half ago? Is there some people didn't understand what the job was, or the exec's office didn't understand what it entailed? Or?
I can't speak to what happened before I was at the county, so I apologize for that. I know that's a source of frustration. So when Ms. Tornhorst was hired, I was not with the county, so I can't answer all of those questions. I think, you know, the county executive's office has very low staff, and a lot of things have just been picked up by Ms. Tornhorst because of her capabilities. So to that extent, I would say since I was in this position, her duties have not changed. But between when she was hired and when I began my position, I think she did take up a lot of additional responsibilities in addition to what perhaps was the discussion that was had when she was hired.
So I guess there are a couple things that trouble me about this whole narrative on this issue. One, this idea that the county exec doesn't have the appropriate staff. I mean, it seems on a historical basis there's the same staff authorization, so I don't know why suddenly there are so many new duties up there. On the other hand, and I'm clearly sensitive to 25% raises and the impression that it gives about the availability of that, and that and from the county exec you can get that. On the other hand, I'm sensitive to this pay equity issue, which wasn't discussed today, but it's been raised in the past. When I raised this concern, I didn't even realize who we were talking about. I thought we were talking about the Director of Communications, which is, again, a reflection of how poorly these reports reflect the actual action that's going on. So I am sensitive to that pay equity issue. However, I think that maybe raises the fact that other people were just given simply too much money for the duties, because clearly that's in relation to the history of that department, there has not been any significant change in what's expected of our employees. And so if those duties remain the same, why does everyone need to get paid so much more under this county executive? Why is this department being treated so uniquely, I guess, is what I don't understand.
I'm not sure which parts of that, excuse me, you want responses to, but I think, you know, this is a different county executive than the previous, and he manages his office differently and therefore has different requirements. I think his management style with the departments is different and requires different duties. and our intent was to be transparent this cycle with exactly what duties people are performing, to your concern last cycle, so that you can see that the titles reflect what they're doing and that the pay that they get is commensurate with the duties that they're performing for this executive.
That, well, I do appreciate the effort that has been made to straighten that out. So are we currently, everyone is in the position that they're titled as in the county exec's office, or do we have more of these to discover?
No, this accurately reflects everyone's duties at this time.
So how are the, Mr. Chairman, how can the department tell me, so how are we paying everybody so much more in the exec's office? Is it because you're holding positions vacant, and then that's then the reason that you're referring to the fact that you're understaffed? You don't have enough staff for all the duties?
Mr. Campbell?
I think the only other comment that I made, the exec's office, and what I mentioned is absolutely correct, but I think in the previous report, we did have there was a $20,000 reduction in the position. So, I mean, it does go both ways. And I think what they're just trying to do from a just purely budget standpoint is just kind of realign their resources with their staff. I think that's the very bottom line. That's at this point. You saw in the last report, you're seeing this one. I just wanted to make mention of the previous report that you mentioned yourself that there was a $20,000 reduction.
Okay. I heard it. But more specifically to my question about how the exec's office is managing this, it is through vacancy and turnover, just keeping positions vacant. So the position you just mentioned, not only is there a $20,000 savings when you fill that position, but it's the fact that you left it unfilled at $100,000 a year, so you can pay all these other staff so much more than they've historically received. That's how you're accomplishing it?
I don't have the historical pay ranges for the county executive staff. I think his staff was just arranged very differently, but I can't speak to the specifics of that because I don't know who Scott Walker had in what position, so I apologize for not being able to speak to that.
I just had one brief comment. I mean, I supported this in July. I'm supporting it now, but I found your response to Supervisor Liscombe's question sort of lacking. It wasn't a question that you couldn't have anticipated, and to say, well, I wasn't here, so I don't know. Well, then send somebody here who can answer this question, because if you're not going to be able to answer what could be the obvious question, then somebody else should. And otherwise, that's how things get laid over and things happen, because people get frustrated. So that's just word of caution for the future. Try to anticipate some of the questions people might have. And if you don't have the answer, find out who can give you the answer and bring it with you.
Thank you, Supervisor. What's the Supervisor Romo?
I believe that the county's chief of staff at that time worked on that in tandem with DAS staff, but that's my understanding.
Okay. And who was that individual?
Who was the chief of staff?
George Aldridge.
George Aldridge. Was Mr. Aldridge here?
Yes.
I don't want to belabor the point either, but the budget was prepared by the county executive's office, by the county executive's chief of staff. If there were staffing issues, then they should have sent that within that budget. And at that point, the county executive had done an office better than 6 months, encroaching in here. And so, should have had a better handle on what is staffing. Going to be how much the staff was going to utilize. should be a state appointed. I don't think anybody here is arguing. You know, you definitely want to pay people what they're worth. For me, having this forward for us is the face of the county executive's office, that she deserves to be paid as such. The issue becomes, again, doing this outside of the budget cycle and giving, you know, the same such a significant raise. That's, I mean, those are the two issues that I have. It's about the county executive staff prepared by the county executive. You know, again, I don't want to be the point, but I think that all the changes should be made that, you know, obviously there'll be changes in our county board budget this year because, you know, that our chairperson has changed. Exactly. Our whole leadership structure has changed. Our whole staff instruction has changed. And so there will be changes. And people expect that. You know, coming upon the second year of my term, you would expect that there would be changes. And then if there were changes, that they would be there in the budget.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Alexander, and Supervisor Stanford, and then we will act and continue to work to take these things.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Recalling our last meeting of this committee, it seems that representatives from the County Executive's Department were apologetic on the department's behalf for there even existing a concern about equity in pay in that department. They recognized the error and seemed, for all intents and purposes, to come to us to correct that error. It seems now that we have a choice to either allow them to correct the supposed error, to deny it and say too bad, so sad, or to find a way through some other motion or perhaps other meeting to bring down the other people in the department to be at whatever supposedly appropriate pay range they were supposed to be at. For now, I think I agree with the proposal to allow this to go through. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for not knowing, but what is your classification?
My title is Chief of Staff. I don't know what my classification is.
Oh. Your title is Chief. You're the Chief of Staff now?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Amber Maureen.
Oh, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt, and then we will act upon this.
Well, I think it makes it so difficult for us. We've had all this, and does this individual deserve a raise? Yes. Is it 20? Is it still 25%? Is that what we're talking about?
24.9. Is it? How close to
it? Yeah, that's not. I mean, I talked all through this issue today and about, and it was re-emphasized about equity and about how some people don't, some people do, and, you know, it's so unfortunate we have an individual maybe, you know, that would have them come in, you know. We didn't get the depth of what we got from Ms. Campbell's team and talking about his positions. You know, I'm not going to be in a position to sit at some of those 25% seats or something. I'm done.
I didn't know.
Can you bring it back and have a lesser raise or something?
Clarification.
Everybody in line.
20.3%.
It's over 20%, is it not? Less than 25%. Less than 20%.
No, also, I missed Supervisor Smith's last comment.
That's the raise.
Well, I want people to get the raises they deserve. You know what? We can't get everybody the raises they deserve. I mean, I just think of the totality kind of, you know, we have to take some responsibility for that. You know, and I know there's special cases and maybe it wasn't done right, but, you know, now we're in position again. One department giving someone 20, 25%, whatever. And there was confusion on what, you know, I think it has to be looked at again and come back. Maybe it's a 10% raise. I just so hard to do these kind of things on the fly. It will be more everything else.
Supervisor, you'll be reviewed on the budget. We have an opportunity to look at the salary. Our instructions now are to look at this item. If there's no objection, then we will receive the place on file. If there's an objection, then state the objection, the action, and we'll act upon whatever that action, the proposed action. instructions are that unless there's an objection, if the finance personnel and audit committee takes no action, the transactions and on the reports will be implemented. So is there an objection to what's in front of us on item number 18?
Yes.
You have an objection. You make an objection?
Yes.
What is your objection?
Just what I said.
Then you have to act as an action.
Well, then leave it to the budget. That's my motion.
Supervisor Schmidt votes to refer this item, item 18, to the budget.
Mr. Chairman?
She's the only thing on 18, yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Stanton.
The restaurant mall went through last month. You're understanding it's only the one position.
Yeah, I think, please present a clarification. What does that mean?
Well, as I said before, instructions were if there were no objection, then this item would be implemented as presented to us with Supervisor Schmidt's moving to refer this item to the budget. That is what is before us. In other words, we are to consider whether this should be referred to the budget or whether this should be acted upon in another matter. Mr. Brady.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a process issue. I think the only appropriate motion at this point is a motion to deny or approve. If you refer it to the budget, you can't do a reclassification of a single position in the context of the budget. It just needs to be a motion to deny if that's the objection and acted on in that fashion, and then that will go to the county board. I mean, the budget will be the budget.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Supervisor Norwood.
Okay, so if we were to move to deny this item today, does it then go through the procedural 3 months before it be brought back? Does it, if we move to deny today, does it disallow us from covering the joint budget?
First of all, we go to the full board, so we have to be denied by the full board, and then not vetoed by the exec, and not overridden, vetoed it. We have to go through that whole process. Assuming we go through that whole process and there's a denial of the matter, then I don't off the top of my head know that reference, but if you're right that the ordinance says 3 months, then it could come back as a reclass for this position separate from the budget for 3 months. It could still come under the budget.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brady. Supervisor Stanford.
Yeah, just quick question. If it is denied and it goes to the budget, is the county exec able to put it in the budget as the new salary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Supervisor Stanford's looking. I just said yes. That's correct.
Supervisor Schmidt, Mr. Brady has indicated with respect to the process that it would be to deny item number 18. Any other comments? Questions?
I think people are still unclear as to what actually was that we will have. I'm assuming that the county executive budget is done or not. And so it takes us through the whole process of the full county board and fields and all of that good stuff. You know, I personally, for the rest of what I'd like to do is come through the budget. I believe that is the appropriate thing to do. So I support Supervisor Schmidt's motion in spirit. However, in reality,
Well,
she can make votes for that. So in spirit, but just for the, because of the whole group, you know, I don't think in the long run I think it's going to end up happening one way or the other. So I don't want to delay this point. I don't want to make this too much wait for a raise until January. If she's been working all of this time without being, you know, fairly compensated for the work that she's doing, I don't think that we should continue to allow her to work.
And I understand that. And this item was discussed last cycle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. This item was discussed last cycle, and sometimes when items are before this committee, you may look at the budget process, but also understand that the budget process can be lengthy, and sometimes when departments come to us with the process, such as what Mr. Hamilton was referring to as related to his new position, that sometimes it's advantageous to not look at just the budget process because the budget is going to contain whatever has been presented, So I just wanted to say that as an editorial as it relates to not everything can be compressed and compacted into the budget process. That's my opinion. Supervisor Schmidt moves to deny. Any other comments? Supervisor Jersey.
Just so I'm clear on the motion, he's moving to deny the entire item 18.
This was just the piece that was brought back that was laid over from last cycle.
Russ, we've already
approved last cycle. Whereas there were no objections last cycle. It's just the one reclass.
The one reclass in item 21.
Yeah.
Could you specify which one we're denying?
18.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Well, we're talking about
item 18.
Item 18, county executive.
So just the county executives.
Just the county executives
portion of
that. Everything
was
approved last time.
Okay, so we're not denying the entire.
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, there's a motion to deny. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt. MOS.
No.
Jersey.
No.
Jeffstone.
No.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
No.
Cohen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion to deny failed on a vote of 2-7.
I move approval.
The MOS moves approval.
There's no approval really required.
Yeah,
if you take no action, this will go.
Yeah, this is it. The recommendation be implemented unless, and we just. We're just taking care of the objection. Thank you very much. Let's recess until one o'clock, okay?
Yes.
1 o'clock. Thank you very much.